Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It was such a great weekend. We can't have the only takeaway from the weekend, the biggest takeaway, be a negative one. I mean, we did a concert. We got some mama time in there.
Yeah.
We got lawn worked out. I mean, it was the perfect balance of getting stuff done and having a lot of fun. And I'm back to rhyming again. As I was landing,
Schwesinger,
by the way,
the linebacker,
the worst L I've taken is I was like, this weekend, for some reason, I rhymed again because apparently I am just Dr. Seuss.
At least you're admitting that it was a rhyme, though. Because I think for the longest time, it was a complete defense that you didn't rhyme.
Do you know what happened? Is I played it for Vanessa and the girls, and to a woman, every single one was like, Dad, you're missing the compliment. You rhyme two words that don't rhyme together. That takes talent. And I was like, okay, now let's think about this one.
Yeah,
you are right. Those words do rhyme.
Mac, didn't you say it was like a, was it some sort of Drake line or some sort of Little Wayne line or one of them?
Yeah, it was T-Pain rhyming, Mansion with Wisconsin.
Wait, that's basically it.
Can I get a Kendrick Lamar? We got to go Drake. All right.
I said T-Pain. T-Pain?
I said
Drake.
I don't like the implication with Drake. Okay. I'd like the guy winning the rap battle, not the guy losing it where everybody accuses you of something heinous at the Super Bowl. And no, thank you. A minor. That's all I remember from that whole thing. But
you just wanted to do A minor. That's what that was.
I'll allow that. Yeah, okay. I did want
to. And you know what?
Whoa. Phrasing. Phrasing. Don't love that. That was a Drake.
I didn't know if he's going to catch on or not.
That was a Drake trap, and I don't care for it. So we got a new NBA champion.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. In what turned out to be such a hyped up Game 7 that was just a...
No, it was great.
Well, yeah, for the
until
for the,
first, the Achilles
for the first, when Haliburton came out and hit 3 threes and everyone thought the world was going to be on fire with all sorts of great Game 7 takes, and then injury happened.
I just think this goes all the way back to a conversation, and it was a Donnybrook. I was on my island waving the American flag as hurricane winds were just pounding me into submission. Hey there.
Easy
and
now.
I stood firm that, like, hey, Donovan's playing with a calf injury in a series that's probably already lost. What are we doing? Well, last night was Game 7 of the NBA Finals. That is the scenario where it makes sense to do that. I will always credit the player, and massive props to Haliburton for sacrificing potentially his future and his own greatness for last night.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same point, it only convinced me more that the Cavs playing Donovan in that environment, even though it's Donovan's decision and one he's entitled to. I mean, can you imagine if Donovan had blown out his Achilles on top of they end up losing that series the way they did?
So I think you were ahead of maybe the conversation on this one. I feel like so many people across the NBA, and now that it's been so prevalent, we had 3 major injuries in this postseason. We had 8 total this year, which is more than we've ever had when it comes to Achilles.
What's the deal with these Achilles?
That's what it is. Thank you, Jerry Seinfeld. We're trying to figure this all out. I remember the Donovan discussion we had. It's like you're in the postseason for these moments. This is why why you're there, and you're supposed to be out there playing. And obviously Halliburton's is different than Donovan, but I think we're going to start looking at the calf strain that then obviously leads to what you saw last night as a completely serious thing.
So it is, and it teams can no longer hide behind calf strain for the innocuous idea of, oh, it's just a calf strain. You can't hide behind that anymore. It is fully blown synonymous now with this guy's going to pop an Achilles if he keeps playing, which is why I lost my mind 2 weeks ago. And I will never fault a player for playing through injury, because that takes heart. It takes heart to go out there and play in front of a national audience in the fear of everything that can go wrong in a game anyways. But Achilles injuries, especially in basketball, have such a succinct impact on where your career could go, especially the older you get. So it was never a criticism of Donovan. It was a criticism of, you're in the second round of the playoffs, getting blown out of the series. This is not the series I want to. That's different than how I feel about last night, because every single point I can give Tyrese Halliburton for playing, and by the way, playing incredibly well in Game 6, considering the severity of his injury.
Right. Well, that's why you play the game. You play the game to get to the Game 7.
Yes.
You play the game, like, even if you miss all next year, the fact that you were in a Game 7, and it might be more memorable that you did get injured than anything else out of this postseason.
Can we all agree if he plays, he wins?
No, we can't all agree that.
Oh,
no,
I think the Thunder got bailed out last night. I'm not trying to do the asterisk thing, because that's incredibly dismissive.
Thunder at home are just so different than they're on the road. It was one of the way. Honestly, they really are not a very good road team, and I know it's surprising.
They were not a very good home team until
home is where they made money in this postseason. Home is where they made their money.
Okay, but if you watch them after the Halliburton injury, I mean, it took them until half. It really took them until into the third quarter to wake the hell up and realize where they were. If Halliburton's healthy, I think they're playing from behind instead of playing tied.
NBA Twitter was aghast at that whole, like, that ideology, because there was a lot of I'm not going to say it was the ref show, but the refs made it known that the Thunder were going to pull away, and they were trying to keep that one as close as they possibly could, because I think they understood the Indiana without Halliburton doesn't exist.
This is what's so great about this game is you're right in the second half, not in the rest of the second quarter. There were so many calls against Indiana, and a couple of them were okay, but the was it a charge or a blocking foul on Mathurin coming up the court just after a big OKC bucket? I can't remember the exact call. It was a trash call. Richard Jefferson said it was a bad call. Doris said it was a bad call. And there were like three of those after the Halliburton injury, and I'm like, if there's one time to give these guys a mulligan to like not call a bad foul.
I like that you remained foul. As locked in to even the little things like that, because my brain was it was done. The moment he got injured, I was done.
So was the Thunder.
Yeah.
Like if you look there, I mean, there's a reason the game was so close at the half, because the Thunder seemed more impacted by the injury than the Pacers did until the second half. That's three games. It's with Halliburton, then it's the rest of the second quarter without Halliburton, and then it's the rest of the second half of the game without Halliburton, and they're three distinctly different games.
Oh yeah, but I don't know. I was just done. I was the moment the injury happened, I was like, okay, we can send this one to the post game show. We knew the outcome was going to happen.
I do think the think pieces on Achilles injuries have already jumped the shark.
So this dominated everything today. Like anyone that you turn on or anyone you listen to, they're talking about Achilles injuries to the point where if I'm the Thunder, I'm almost mad that obviously not that the break was what it was, but the idea that your championship is being overshadowed by an Achilles injury discussion.
Yep.
But that's where it is today. Everyone's discussing. We're trying to figure out, to the point where I was reading about scientific research attached to whether or not you have high top basketball shoes versus the low tops that are currently going on, and apparently it's like a 10% difference wearing these low tops than high tops. Like we are deep in the weeds of trying to figure out what exactly the difference here is.
So it's in favor of low tops?
No, it's in favor of high tops.
Oh well, yeah, that always made sense for these
injuries. Yeah, but it was like by how much?
Ankle injuries in general. I always get ankle injuries in low tops. High tops never get hurt.
It makes sense because the high tops protect the ankle and everything like that. But the reason why everyone likes the low tops is because you got more agility. You can be swifter with the low tops. But if there's going to be more Achilles injuries based off of it, maybe we go the other direction.
I mean, they're wear and tear injuries I think a lot of this is players complain about the length of the NBA season and then spend the entirety of the summer hooping out in YMCAs all over.
They play. That's all they do is play.
And they push their bodies in ways that athletes even 25 years ago didn't know how to push their
athletes. But the problem within this discussion is that, and this is what this postseason felt like, and you can make an argument it felt this way last year as well, is was this a true, this is the best team that won? And maybe you can make an argument that it was, or was this just they had an extremely deep bench and they won the war of attrition on injuries?
I feel like the Pacers are winning that if Halliburton's in.
So you'd be in the argument then in that side that if like basically what happened is the Thunder are NBA champions today because they remain the healthiest throughout this postseason. Like think about
down
it.
Down to the last drop, yes.
Cavs got injured. Obviously the Pacers season and game seven got derailed based off of the injuries as well. The Knicks got injured. Boston got injured. Like all these teams, it didn't feel necessarily like we crowned the best champion. It felt like we crowned the team that stayed the healthiest and had the deepest bench, and that was the Thunder this year.
I think the natural thing is what can we do for this? And we're having this in baseball with Tommy John conversation about how it's like, well, players have never thrown it harder or spun it more and put more torque on their arm. And mm-hmm. in pursuit of both of those things, not one of them, but both of those things, you can't tell players to stop throwing so hard. There's nothing now in the NBA. I think you can shorten the games.
Well, you talked about shortening the minutes on what Thursday,
yeah,
going from 48 to 40 and doing the FIBA rules.
But I still think that this is
why are we doing seven game first round series? That's the exact answer. But at some point, you have to roll it back and say maybe we shouldn't be doing everything in the name of the De Niro and the Benjamin.
Or maybe there is, and this
this wasn't great. This playoffs was a who can remain the healthiest and you end up winning. That's not good for the product long term.
Definitely agree. The tough thing about this is, and this is like, it is some of the training that these players are doing. If this is a wear and tear injury and they're happening more frequently, then the way players are, one, treating these injuries, that's one way. You get a calf injury, you should be out for a month. Like, it's the players have to change their own mentality on what a calf injury is and the implications of it. I don't think Halliburton mm-hmm. should in any way regret what he did because it was the ultimate moment. But if you're in the second round of the playoffs or if you're in the first round of the playoffs or if you're in, you know, game 66 of 82, yeah, you should be thinking, okay, this is a calf injury and my next year and a half and the team's next year and a half should be impacted.
And I think it will be. And that's why, like we talked earlier, you're like, you went on this big rant about how Donovan should be shut down, essentially. And I sat there, I went against it. Obviously, the Cavs went against it as well. If we replayed that back right now with the knowledge we just have been authored up, throughout this postseason, what happened with Halliburton, I bet he gets shut down.
I dare say I look prescient. 216.
You seem like you're a doctor or something for some reason.
You know, I've...
Did you go to medical school and I didn't know it?
I'm no comment. I'll let that...
He's just doing medical school at night. He does sports radio by day and medical school by night.
What if secretly I actually went to the University of Michigan and I am a medical doctor and I just won't let anyone know? I just kayfabe it that I'm a fat, sloven sports talk host. This is actually a bodysuit.
Yes.
It's actually, I'm actually 175
pounds. You're very ripped under that bodysuit.
I'm 30% Ethiopian. That's nice where we fatty. Are. 216-474-0092. Why are there so many Achilles injuries? We've got quick hits coming up at 240. We'll ask Zach Harper this coming up at 3 o'clock. The Peterlin Pass at 340. We've got Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com talking Alex Wright's big glow up. We'll also talk about the quarterback race du jour as we continue to. But we continue on with the Achilles conversation and what we might be missing. What I think a lot of people are missing about the Cavs' interest in Kevin Durant in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah, but maybe now this is enough for them to actually do something about it. Like, it turned into an awful postseason when it's not who the best team is. It's just who the healthiest team is.
But I think my frustration with it is that completely lets the players for how they train and how they attack things. And I don't want to just put it on the players. How teams attack things. How current training methods. The understanding of wear and tear injuries. Like, I just think it's more complex than the duration of the season, which if it was about the duration of the season, why didn't we see 8 Achilles a year 30 years ago? Right? Like, well, that's like bodies haven't changed that much.
No, but that's why it's like an all-encompassing thing. That's why I read an article about them finding out it's 10% more likely with the low-top shoes instead of the high-top shoes. Like, there's a lot that goes into this, but I think it's acknowledging that when you get the calf strain, for whatever reason the calf strain happens, now it's time to, like, shut it down.
Now, you and I are in agreement. I do think the 40-minute NBA games would be very, very interesting to watch using the European clock instead. And yeah, you can still have 82 games, and you can still have 28 potential playoff games while cutting out, I mean, almost 20 games of wear and tear on players' bodies. So it's not even about that. I just think if you just put it at the feet of, that's the schedule, I think you are missing the ever-loving point. Now, speaking of missing the ever-loving point, after Kevin Durant was traded to the Houston Rockets in one of the five most laughable trades in NBA history, given what the Suns got versus what they gave up a year and a half ago for Kevin Durant, I do think the big news was Cavs were in the mix for Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that this is definitively the case, but I think yesterday or this weekend could be a nice little bit of thing of like, yes, it's great that the Cavs were in on it. I called on Friday when you were out that this is the kind of thing they should be in on because it's the kind of aggressive move that can take you. I also think it's very convenient that this came out after the fact for the Cavs' narrative of, hey, there's not a lot of trades out there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We tried. I think this could be part of the summer of almost for the Cavs. It's a little early for this, but I'm just kind of calling it as I see it. I could definitely see this become like, we tried on Durant, we tried on this player, we tried on this player.
Wait, so what part was convenient? Do you feel like it wasn't... You don't think it was genuine that they were in on it?
I think they were in on it so much as you should be in on every great player. I don't know they were... It's different of the Cavs were the team that came in second for Durant as opposed to... the team that actually, as opposed to somebody that made calls for Kevin Durant.
I mean, I think we all know with Ishbia, it was never going to happen, right? The relationship there between the owners, it was always problematic. But I almost felt like, who was the guy we had on? Was it was last week or was it 2 weeks ago that had that report about the Cavs and KD being linked up? And we brought him on, and then he basically backtracked the whole entire report.
It was Brett Siegel.
Brett Siegel.
Oh, I wasn't here. That makes sense.
Oh, you weren't here for that. Okay. Okay. So we had Brett Siegel on while you were gone. It was on a Wednesday. I remember it was a Wednesday. And the whole reason why we had him on was because he had this big report about KD and the Cavs being linked up. And then we got him on. And that's right. Because we had Fedor the day prior. And Fedor was like, yeah, I believe they probably reached out. It's probably something happened. Mm-hmm. But he like vouched for the idea that Brett's like a good, he's up and comer, but he's good. And like if he says it, then it's probably real. And then Brett came on and was like, yeah, it's just what I was hearing. Like, I don't know that there's any truth to it or anything, but it's just kind of what I was hearing. Like, he basically backtracked the whole thing.
Oh, I would have hated that. I was at the cabin for that.
So he was good, though. He had good insight. I want him on again. He was, like, actually really good.
Just not on KD?
But not on KD and the Cavs. Like, the whole reason why we had you on was for KD and the Cavs. And I was thinking the entire time, I'm like, maybe the guy was right. Like, maybe he was right about KD and the Cavs, but then why would he just completely backtrack it in that moment? I'm not sure.
So I just, listen, this is one of those things of, because, and Maybe I've watched too much of how the Guardians operate, where there are years where the Guardians are only interested in making upgrades if they just fall flat into their lap. And I think that's where the Cavs are. So maybe I'm informed by watching the summers of Almost with the Cleveland Guardians. And by the way, it's not just the summers, sometimes the winters of Almost for the Cleveland Guardians, that maybe that's informing some of my takes here. But yeah, if we get two or three more names into this, big names, and the Cavs are, oh, hey, they were in the mix, but there's no definitives. It's all of us gleaming from what this could be. Yeah, it'll tell me that the Cavs are trying really hard to let everyone know they're trying to, but maybe not pot committed to actually making these things happen.
See, but does it help you is the question I would have for you here, because the more and more you get linked up to bigger names, I mean, the guy in return in this is Darius Garland. So isn't it just upsetting Darius the more and more? Like, I think a perfect offseason for the Cavs would be if you were in zero conversations and zero whispers, if you really wanted to bring back Darius, that is, and then Darius could feel like, oh, I'm wanted here. Like, they didn't do, they're not trying to do me dirty in any sort of way. Like, they do want me here.
I mean, I think you can go to Darius and say, just the reality of, hey, we don't think there's anything out there. We want you here. If you hear things, just understand it's part of the nature of the NBA. I think it's a great point, by the way, because I haven't heard anyone on the station say, if you're Darius, and you got to add the context of Darius was the guy that wanted out a year ago.
Yeah.
So I think it's absolutely fair to ask. I actually do think the Cavs have great relationships with their players, and it's why they can do stuff like this without it blowing up in their face. To your credit, though, Darius might be the guy who doesn't play like that.
I wouldn't play with Darius that way. So maybe this ends up being one of those scenarios where Darius is like, oh, so wait, I was clearly involved in the KD discussion because I would have been the player that gets moved. Maybe I do need to find my way out. Maybe I'm not in this team's plans long term, and maybe then it accelerates a trade where then you get the 80 cents on the dollar for Darius.
So there's a part of me, and again, it's not my overwhelming takeaway. It's not my number one takeaway. It was just the first thing that I thought of. Oh, that's a pretty convenient thing to be linked to Kevin Durant, and then he goes elsewhere. If the Cavs were serious about this, and if the Suns were serious about entertaining the idea of trading Kevin Durant to Cleveland, I think it's really interesting that the Cavs would be willing to trade 1 to 2 years of Kevin Durant for Darius Garland, maybe the next 10 years of Darius, because I think it's absolutely where a lot of teams in the NBA are, and I am befuddled by it. There are teams acting like the world is ending tomorrow, so we're going to party hard tonight, and not preparing for what is the other side of this, and they're missing the ever-loving point. OKC has been the team that has always prepared for tomorrow better than anyone, and it has led to the perfect... They didn't win a championship with KD, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook. They won a championship by continuing to hone their team, drafting incredibly well, developing incredibly well, but they could have made the impetuous trade so much earlier and didn't. And because of that patience, that's why they won the championship. And you can say the same thing about the Indiana Pacers. Everyone's living for today, even Houston. Trading Jalen Green for Kevin Durant in a macro world is stupid. You're trading 1 to 2 years from a guy who hasn't won a championship on his lonesome or is the best player on a championship team that already wasn't a championship team for a guy that probably has a 10-year run in him that's going to be real. I don't know. It's going to be, I don't know. It's going to be KD good. It could be Harden good. Green is really good.
He's good, but Şengün, Thompson, Durant, like, you are an instant finals contender. Like, you're a Western Conference Finals contender. That's where they win a championship.
That's the part about this.
That's where they need to be. Like, I don't know. I would do that deal if I was Houston 11 times out of 10. And if that means, it didn't cost them Şengün in this process. It didn't cost them Thompson. It didn't cost them the guys that they really do covet and will be on this team. Like, even if Durant flames out after one or two seasons and is just done, they still have between those two players enough to build around. Like, and that's the problem here. If the Cavs got rid of Garland, that's a different story than if they got rid of Mobley, let's say. If you get rid of Mobley, I don't know what your cornerstone is 3, 4, 5 years down the road. Mm-hmm. At least with the Rockets, you have that cornerstone that is set. So even if Durant does flame out, you're still fine.
To me, I understand the economics of the trade, which you just put there. I just think there's a lot of short-term thinking going on in the NBA right now. And I think it's going to blow up. Because here's the thing. The KD trade only works if you win the NBA championship. But I think you're still behind OKC. I think if the Spurs get Giannis, which is a huge, huge possibility at the moment, I think you'd be behind the Spurs with Wemby and Fox and Giannis.
I'd agree with that. If they got Giannis, I agree with that.
Maybe I'd feel more impressed if this was a trade in the Eastern Conference, where it does feel like the East is loosening up a little bit. But it's wild to watch teams throw away long-term, high ceiling assets, who, by the way, are playing close to that ceiling already. And this is like the Donovan trade. If you continue to level up from the Donovan trade, it's one of the best trades you'll ever make. You know what? I'll take that back. It's a Kawhi trade. The Kawhi trade without the championship is not a great trade. It only exists as a great trade one time. Oh my God, I can't believe that happened, because Kawhi won a championship that one year he was there. That's where you are with Kevin Durant. And that margin for error is obscenely small, especially in the West.
I mean, I heard people earlier today suggesting, basically, if you get two playoff runs out of Kevin Durant, that it's considered a successful trade.
Playoff runs?
Yeah, playoff runs.
You think you're looking to the first round of the playoffs?
No, I'm not like that. Like, deep playoff runs is, I think, the insinuation there. I don't think they're looking at it like it, and I'm not either. Like, it has to be an NBA Finals championship, or all of a sudden let's put the trade in some context. Jaylen's good. He's not Şengün, he's not Thompson, he's not any of those guys for this team. Like, they'll still be fine even if Durant doesn't work out. But the idea that they added to what was a pretty good nucleus, I mean, they're in a good spot.
So if you let's say it's two back-to-back second round exits, but unlike the Cavs, they're actually competitive second rounds. It's worth it?
Not two second round exits. You make one Western Conference Finals appearance, I think, for the Rockets and where they were. Yeah, I think that was worth it.
216-474-0092 at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What do you take away from the Cavs being in the mix for Kevin Durant? I hope this is not going to be the summer of almost. My warning is, don't let this be the summer of almost. I don't think that's where the Cavs should be. I don't think that's where they are. But the Sanders family finally weighs in on Shedeur Sanders himself in 5 minutes in quick hits on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
We finally have a comment from the Sanders family on Shedeur Sanders' speeding ticket. This one courtesy of his brother Shiloh.
We out here in Tampa, we got to be careful crossing the street, especially if Shedeur is out here.
I left way harder when I saw it than I should have.
Okay.
I didn't laugh this time because it's like the 10th time I've listened to it or watched it. Is this the best reaction to the speeding tickets?
I don't know. I liked all the people that were talking about how he was, picked 144 but going 101. That type of joke, that stuff. That played with me more than maybe Shiloh does. But I, as much of a Sanders supporter as I am, a little bit of a Shiloh antagonist. So I don't know.
How can you be? What do you mean a Shiloh antagonist?
I always felt like he was a little bit of a Acheron to the conversations. Not as much. I'm not a big Shiloh guy. Big Shedeur guy. Not as much of a Shiloh guy.
I I don't
understand.
You got
to draw the line. The Sanders family line has to be drawn somewhere. For me, it is a, we love Shador. Shiloh just tries to, he just tried to put himself in that orbit with the, a little attention hungry for me. Shiloh always was.
Wait.
A little bit too attention hungry.
You think there's a member of the Sanders family?
Deion is the right.
That is too attention
Shador
hungry?
Shador is the right. And Shiloh just a little too attention hungry for me. Yeah.
All right.
A little bit too much for me.
That's an interesting place to draw the line in terms of hungering and thirsting for attention, considering I don't know any of them are exactly demure. I don't know any of them are demure. Please.
It's a TikTok trend from 6 months ago?
Kids are still saying it. I know.
Or did it just get to TikTok? Is that what happened?
It always gets to TikTok first.
Jaylen Williams, so he's drinking his first beer in the locker room, and everyone knows that it's his very first beer. And
is he above age?
Yes, he is above age.
Okay.
I don't know why it's his first beer, but it's his first beer. And everyone, like, they give it to him, and hold on. If you are underage, but you win the NBA final.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do they not let you drink beer?
I distinctly remember somebody, I cannot remember the story, but somebody having like alcohol-free champagne.
Wasn't that something with a baseball player? I feel like a baseball player had that happen.
I think you were correct.
And then they had to, which, what a crock. Can't we all just kind of like turn a blind eye in that moment?
I don't believe it was actually alcohol-free, honestly.
There we go. Anyway, so the video's gone very viral. It's a Mick Ultra, and he's having his first beer.
I thought you said he had his first beer. JK, we love Mick Ultra here. Just kidding. Trying to keep my job.
Anyway, he absolutely hates it. Just disgusted. Just absolutely disgusted by the beer. So, did you love your first beer?
Okay. My first beer was like a Zima, which is much...
I don't think that counts as a first beer, right? Like, my first alcoholic beverage was a Mike's Hard. Because we were stealing it from my buddy's dad. And my buddy's dad, for some reason, was a Chicago police officer for a million years, badass. And he was drinking Mike's Hard. But I low-key always thought he bought it just kind of like, be like, this, if you're going to introduce yourself to alcohol, make this it.
This is probably not great, but in 1990, going into 1991, your boy was five, and my dad set his beard down by his chair, and they might have found five-year-old Nick Wilson tilting it back. I don't remember what it was.
At five.
At five. Kind of explains did you, things,
did you
doesn't
like,
it?
Did you like it then or no?
I kept drinking it.
You kept drinking it.
Did not hate it.
I think it was 15 when I had my first beer. It was a Miller Lite because everyone in Chicago drinks Miller Lite. And I don't remember. I remember not liking it. It was definitely an acquired taste. I remember being like, we're going to go through this and we're going to keep drinking and we're going to make ourselves like this.
I do think that's how people get to liking happened. Whiskey. I like everything's an acquired taste in the alcohol game. Alex Caruso won his first title with the Lakers back in the bubble and had a word for the haters after winning his second title last night with the Thunder.
A championship is a championship, but there were 70 people in the gym when you won your first one.
Yeah.
How much better?
Does probably like 150, feel? But
maybe 100, maybe even 200. But maybe. How much better does this one feel?
Yeah, now I got a real one. Now nobody can say anything.
Cheaper title. Last night with no Halley in Game 7 or the bubble title?
Yeah, we can't do this with people's titles. We have to stop doing this. And I, as you know, constantly bring up what a fraudulent NBA title that was for LeBron.
And it makes my eye twitch every time.
Every
Not because
time.
Of LeBron, just because I think we've completely lost empathy for how hard that whole experience was and how ridiculous that was. But go ahead.
You could find an injury excuse, I would imagine, for most finals. Not to this degree with Halliburton, obviously. But I saw somebody else doing like a... basically, they went through the years and was scoping it all out. This is not a cheapened one for Caruso. But it is funny that the two out of the previous decade, that if anybody were to say was a little on the fraudulent side, that he's the benefactor of both.
This one's cheaper than the bubble title. It is... The Thunder were playing.
How is history going to look on this? Because it's a 68 win regular season team. SGA won every award under the sun. Finals MVP, regular season MVP, scoring title, everything you can do. And it feels like they're not getting near. They legitimately are one of the best defensive teams of my lifetime.
Age completely different than the bubble championship. 5 years from now, the Halley thing will be the Halliburton thing will be a footnote. It shouldn't be. This is, to me, like ironically, the health thing in the bubble. Everybody was pretty healthy. It was about as fair as you can get outside of the whole COVID going on in the rest of the country thing. And so, like, LeBron and the Lakers winning that championship, but it's just we lost all empathy for everything involving COVID and the summer of COVID into the fall of COVID from 2020, that all of a sudden we have to cheapen everything that happened that year. This one should be more cheapened. It won't be. We will. It'll be a footnote outside of Indiana 5 years from now.
I wonder if LeBron did like the least amount of actual COVID than anybody else. And what I mean by that is like his setup in Disney was like it was on another level. Uh-huh. It was like, you know, when some people go to prison and they go to the really bad prisons, other people go to the prisons where it's like they have like tennis courts and you can play golf still and you can
and you have nice restaurants and they make ziti and the thing. Yeah,
you have like all these great accommodations. I feel like LeBron did that version of COVID.
I'm going to tell you right now, if your boy ever has to go to prison, I'm going to hang out with some mobsters. I'm going to find some real OG gangster mob guys, just Italian fellas. And I'm going to start doing the Tommy Cutlass thing. Mm. I'm going to listen to a lot of like 1950s doo-wop. And I'm going to talk about how it used to be back in the old country. I'm going to be Nicky Italian very, very quickly because they eat better in prison than I eat in real life. I'm not hurting.
Omaha! Tom Brady won the inaugural Fanatics game.
Stay away from toilet wine.
There was a lot of thoughts I had. There were so many thoughts I had, and a lot of them ended up with me having really controversial thoughts in my head. So we just kind of let it be. I was thinking about you actually getting dragged away, like going off to prison, and then you having instead of people being like, "Oh no, worst day of my life," like hand behind you're like pulling out a razor to shave your beard into just like the Luigi Italian mustache to try to fit in as quick as you could.
A traditional Italian dance. See, I'm on my way to myself.
You're just prepping it and getting yourself all ready to go. Hey, wait, I gotta get this trimmed up and ready to go.
You know it'll all fall apart, right? The first second that I try and talk Italian and it comes out, and that's how Nick Wilson died.
You just start naming Italian deli meat.
Hey, give me some gabagool.
Prosciutto. All right, so Tom Brady. Did you pay? I paid way too much attention to this. The Fanatics Fest all weekend long. They had so many big hitters there because Michael Rubin is just a big player in basically the sports world. He throws great parties and people care about that, I guess. Anyway, Tom Brady won what was an event. It was 100 competitors, and there was all sorts of athletes thrown in there, and there was 8 different events, okay? So it was quarterbacking, it was basketball, and around the world shooting thing, soccer, baseball, WWE superstar entrance, they had a hockey shoot-off, UFC striking challenge, closest to the pin golf challenge, and Tom Brady beat out everyone else in the field. James Harden came in 4th, Eli Manning came in 5th, but there was a random person that was chosen, 39-year-old Pennsylvania teacher Matt Dennish, that finished in 3rd and ended up winning some cool prizes.
I'm just going to go ahead and say Matt actually would have come in 1st if this was a intellectually honest thing here. But
you thought it was rigged for Brady, maybe?
Oh, no. I think he just happened to be better at all those things than anything else.
So this is what I loved about it, is that, like, yes, one of the GOATs and one of the greatest to ever do it. Yeah, just a great athlete.
If his name was just Eli Jenkins, he would have come in 20th. But he's Eli Manning, so he's 5th, right?
I don't think it works that way. Like, these are all things that we can judge off of, right?
Are they subjective things?
They're not subjective. Like, you're doing around the world. You're shooting a basketball into a basketball hoop. You're doing the quarterback skills. You're actually throwing the football to the spot it needs to be thrown to in a timed event that awards points.
I mean, in fairness, Eli was doing the quarterback skills thing in the NFL, and his legacy is a little inflated by that last name.
Eli came in 5th. Eli got beat out by this 39-year-old Pennsylvania teacher, Matt Dennish.
Listen, I know shenanigans when I hear shenanigans, and I'm calling shenanigans.
Omaha!
Next guy that says shenanigans. Speaking of tiny baby hands.
He's the only guy to say shenanigans.
Deontay Johnson was on the Sports and Suits podcast. I did a little Trump there, too. And was asked about Kenny Pickett's habits of wearing gloves.
Is Kenny still wearing gloves?
You know it. He's not going to take them off.
Are his hands that small?
Yeah. they're not that big. He wears gloves every practice.
Does he rip the ball, though? I mean,
he can spin it.
All right, I don't believe that last thing. That was a cover for the first 3 things. Is it? Does it sound like Kenny Pickett's in his own head about his tiny baby hands?
Do you think that's what the gloves is all about? Is just the idea?
Yes.
It's not about grip. It's just to hide the hands.
I think
they don't go away.
I think it's like his magic gloves. Like, I can't take them off.
But what's awful about it is I actually think it draws more attention to the hands.
Oh yeah, no. It absolutely does. But in his hand, in his head, in his hands, he feels safer with his tiny little baby gloves on.
It'd be like if I had a zit on my head, and instead of just letting the zit exist and doing what it does, me putting on clown makeup and being like, this is better. No, it's not. Everyone's now paying attention to the clown makeup.
Okay, that being said, it makes him feel better.
Clearly it does.
How many things do people do that have no impact, that actually improve the situation, but it makes them feel better so they do it?
I mean, either he's one of the only football players that just need to wear double gloves for grip, or he's trying to hide his hand size.
Yeah, that's a great point. If he had wore a glove and it was his throwing hand, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. The double glove? What are we hiding, Kenny?
It's like golfers, the double glove.
Tiny baby hands.
You can never trust a double glover. Or a Donald Glover.
But you can trust a Danny Glover. Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, no, we got
None
it.
None of you?
No, we got it. It was the right way to go.
Wait,
you're up against the break. It's the right way to go.
You make Donald Glover and I make a Danny Glover?
Oh, we thought it was your walk-off. We thought it was your... It was like, that's right. That was the way that should have gone. Double Glover into Danny... Into
I'm getting
Glover
too old for this
into
stuff.
Into Danny Glover.
Tell that right now. Oh, Zach Harper.
Oh, you're turning into Daryl all of a sudden. Hey, did you miss my reference? What? You don't do much movies? You missed my reference?
All right, guilty is charged. I'm guilty on all counts. I'll pay the fine, unlike Shador. I'll pay the fine, and we are moving on. Shiloh would pay it. What does the Cavs being a wild card team in the Durant sweepstakes mean? We'll ask that of Zach Harper of The Athletic in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.